We're back with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. For most people in the Caribbean nation of Haiti, jobs simply don't exist. Some estimates put the unemployment rate there as high as 70%. But despite that, international donors are optimistic about Haiti's future because of a trade deal with the U.S. that could generate tens of thousands of new jobs. As part of our occasional series on unemployment overseas, NPR's Corey Flintoff paid a visit to the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation.
This is what unemployment means in the teeming city of Port-au-Prince, an all-day, everyday scramble to turn something, anything, into money or barter. Men and boys dodge the crawling traffic, wiping down moving cars in the hope of making a few coins. People line the streets to hawk fried plantains or bruised mangoes, water bottles refilled with juice, phone cards, hand-me-down baby clothes. A catastrophe. That's how Il Ferre Paris describes his life before he got a job. A wife, four kids, and nothing to feed them. In a place where unemployment and destitution are the norms, it's almost more instructive to look at what's considered a good job. Paris is now part of a blue-capped crew shoveling refuse from the streets of Carrefour Fouy, a hillside slum in Port-au-Prince. The men work furiously amid the reeking garbage, conscious that a lot of people on the crowded streets around them would gladly take their places. It's hot, filthy work, but it's only 4 hours a day, for which Paris earns 111 gourdes, or about $2.75. As bad as that sounds, it's a dollar more than Haiti's minimum wage, which has stayed static at $1.75 for 20 years. Parliament recently agreed to more than double it to $5 a day, but that law is not yet in effect. The job is part of a Brazilian-sponsored aid project, and in order to make work available to as many people as possible, Paris's crew must share the work with another group, working 1 month on, 1 month off. The rest of the time, he's back to hustling on the streets. Here's another coveted job, working the packing line at the JMB mango plant. Workers in blue JMB t-shirts are on their feet all day, eyes and hands moving fast, sorting the green fruit and packing it carefully so it doesn't get bruised on its way to the U.S. Bernard Cran is an executive at the Haitian-owned company, where workers make about $3 a day for a season that lasts only 6 months. To get by in Haiti at that rate, he says, takes the earnings of two working parents, and even that doesn't go far.
$5 to $6 a day, and they can have one hot meal a day with that. I'm talking about the family. They are paying their rent. If they have four kids, which is the average per family here, they can send one to school and the three others cannot go to school. This is the reality.
Cran and other Haitian businessmen are hoping that trade legislation passed by the U.S. Congress last fall will be the engine for tens of thousands of new jobs. The legislation, called HOPE 2, allows Haiti to export most of its manufactured goods to the U.S. without paying tariffs for 10 years. That even includes products that are assembled in Haiti from parts that are made in other countries.
No other country has the opportunity to do that, whereby you bring all your raw material into Haiti, transform them into garments and whatever, and come into the United States without paying duty. For jeans, for instance, it's a 32% savings.
Georges Sassine is president of the Haitian Association of Industries and the head of a presidential commission designed to make the most of the opportunity the HOPE legislation provides. Sassine says the prospect of cheap labor and duty-free export to the U.S. has attracted the attention of foreign investors, especially garment makers from Asia. He illustrates the potential for jobs with a visit to a jeans factory at a Port-au-Prince industrial park.
Just started in January. They are making pants. That's all because of HOPE.
Sassine says the minimum wage for an operator here is $3 a day, but the pay is based on piecework, and a skilled worker can make twice that much. The sight of rows of workers bent over their sewing machines assembling jeans that they could not afford to buy raises a question. Will this legislation open the door to the kind of sweatshop manufacturing that exploits desperately poor people? Union leader Paul Chéri, a big, affable man known as Lulu, says that's a worry. But in a country with overwhelming unemployment, the union's concerns are for jobs first, jobs of any kind.
Hope 2 supporters are saying that within 10 years they could bring in 50,000 jobs. We think that's good, but not nearly enough for what we need.
Chéri, who represents labor on the Haitian Presidential Commission on Hope, points out that the U.S. legislation contains provisions designed to protect workers' rights, including their right to join unions. In the meantime, he's among those urging Haiti's government to be more business-friendly, to cut corruption and bureaucracy, and to lure more jobs, even low-wage jobs, to Haiti. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.